Okay, it's time right now for us to set aside this portion of the program for Prophecy Q&A. Jim Jr. has received your questions. He's going to give it to me, and I'll endeavor to answer it from the Word of God. Jim?
Catherine Mal sends in a question. Is God warning the world that judgment is coming through all the disasters? They seem to come more often and are more intense. Would these be birth pains?
You know, Catherine, I've got to tell you, these so-called disasters are actually God's plan for each and every one of us on this earth. Everything that happens, you may think it's a natural disaster. You may think a tornado has come. We were just down in Prattsville, Alabama. That's not very far from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where it was a major disaster when the tornadoes went into that college town where the University of Alabama is. And one of the pastors there at the Heritage Baptist Church in Prattville was going to take a group of young people. They were going to go over to Tuscaloosa and see what they could do to help these people that have been devastated. God brought that into existence. In the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis, it talks about after the flood is over, cold and hot will be present. Summer, winter, spring, and fall would be present. So when cold and hot hit together, and I'm not a prognosticator, a weather prognosticator, but I know enough that when cold and hot gets together in our atmosphere, that causes the winds, the rainstorms, the thunderstorms, and the tornadoes, and even the hurricanes and the typhoons over there in the Far East. So all of these things are from God. It's, I believe, for getting our attention. I was talking with my wife, Judy, about this as we were driving over near Joplin, Missouri. We went into Springfield for a meeting, but on our way, we traveled through Joplin, Missouri, another location that was hit with this tornadic activity, a terrible disaster there. Many lives were lost, etc. And you know what she said to me? She said, wow. She said, now all of us realize we are not as independent as we thought. We must rely upon the Lord. The Lord has a plan. Look, everybody who was killed, the Lord knew one of two things. They were saved and they were going to be forever with him. And what's greater? We all get scared to death of death. Look, what's on the other side? We're going to walk into the presence of Jesus Christ at death. In fact, we don't even walk alone. The angels, Luke 16, gather us up and take us into his presence. But the other side of that coin is the Lord in his omniscience, not because he makes it happen, but because he knows all things. There are going to be people that are going to be lost and not receive Christ as Lord and Savior. So at what time in history does it matter when they go? God wants to grab our attention. He wants everybody to look to him and get our eyes off the mundane things of this world, the desires, the ambitions, the attitudes, the attractions that we have on this world, and look to him. And sometimes he has to get our attention, and sometimes he does it with these things that we have seen unfolding recently.
She asked a question about birth pains. You don't see these as birth pains. What would be the birth pains?
Well, it's talking there. You've got to look at what the Word of God has to say. Again, Matthew chapter 24. The Lord gives us some information. He actually gave it to his disciples on the Mount of Olives. That's called the Olivet Discourse, recorded in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke chapter 21. It's talking about the deception. That's what he mentions first in verses 4, 5, 11, and 24 of Matthew 24. Then he talks about in verse 6, wars and rumors of wars. And verse 7, he talks about kingdom against kingdom and nation against nation. He brings in famine. He brings in pestilence, which would be death. He talks about earthquakes in divers places, and that is what he refers to as the birth pangs. That's the indication that he is getting ready to come back to the earth. That'll be a seven-year period of time leading up to his return, and those items that I've just mentioned to you, those indicators that he's about to come, happen at the beginning. Everything you read in Matthew 24, verses 4 through 7, is detailed over in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, when it's talking about the sealed judgment. Exact same indicators of what will be happening in that period of time. That's the beginning of the birth pangs. That's what it's talking about. What we do see here happening in some of these natural disasters is simply grabbing our attention. I want to tell you something, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. The Lord spared our home. You know that. He spared our property. We have 10 acres, just a wooded, beautiful area. Yeah. He took down some of our trees. I think Ricky told me about 40 of our trees were destroyed. Some very big old trees taken down. He also allowed the tornado to destroy our barn. That's going to have to be refixed and put back up again. But our home was never touched. And what the Lord has done to me, he got my attention. I wasn't here when this happened. Some of our children, Leslie, Jody, and Rick, our other children were here. You were out in San Antonio. But every moment almost of every day, and I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. I come into the house. Thank you, Lord. Now, the Lord may decide to take it away next week or tonight. I don't know. But he's caused me, he got my attention to give thanks unto him. I hadn't been thankful enough. And I think that's the way the Lord works in these days in which we're living. And of course, those are going to be precursors as well. Not the birth pangs talked about in Matthew 24, but precursors of what's going to happen during that period to come, which if you know Christ as Lord and Savior, you will not have to go through.
Thank you, Catherine, for that question, and thank you, Dad, for that answer from God's Word. It is in God's Word that we find the answers in how we are to live in this world today. It's also in studying God's Word where we find the hope for the future, the hope that's within us, each and every single one of us. We're going to have to take a break, and when we come back, Dr. DeYoung will be talking to David James in Israel. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today Weekend.